There's a new app. It's called The Pooper. It's an app. You get it. And basically, it works similar to Uber.
Okay.
You go on, say where you are. Somebody comes, except for they're not coming to pick you up. They're coming to pick up your dog's waste.
People try to find every single avenue, I think, possible to try to make money.
There are certain things I understand taking a shortcut to or paying somebody to do.
Yeah.
If you are busy, right? Grocery shopping, cleaning the house.
Uh-huh.
Because for the most part, it's not something that you're already doing. This, you're out walking your dog. You can't just bend over and pick it up.
Hell, because you only have to go out with a couple of baggies in your pocket, and you're good to go.
This is like going grocery shopping. You're walking the dog.
Yeah.
You're already out walking the dog.
But they're saying hundreds of people have already signed up for the app, so there's already people buying into this whole thing.
This is like going to the grocery store, getting through everything, checking out, getting to your car, and then having somebody come put bags in your trunk for you.
Because I know
Why would you wait until the hard part's over?
I don't know. Because I know there's a lady, she lives in Lewis, who has her own company called Tootie's Poop Patrol. Mm. And you'll call her up and she'll come to your yard, and for a few dollars a week she'll come to your yard and she'll go around and pick all the dog waste up from the yard as well. Like she's local and she's had that business for a good 10 plus years, so she kind of does okay out of it. So maybe there is a market for it.
Yeah, but it's when you're out walking. They're going to come to wherever you are.
People are lazy, though. They don't
like
want to
if you
over.
Take them to the dog park and your dog goes to the bathroom, like, oh, somebody better come get this. You.
And the thing is, I guess, that's kind of crazy about it is the time that you go to the app, you know what I mean? You click on where you are, you could have picked it up and been walking off with it. I guess people just don't want to, I don't know. I always take baggies with me when I go out.
And I try to think, what is the job I'd be really willing to pay somebody to do? And the one I hate, if I ever make it rich, I think I would have somebody go grocery shopping for me, because I want them to go do it the way, oh my God, so I'm at Food Lion yesterday in Harrington. And because I would like to, I try to eat fresh, and I try, you know, fresh and local, and I try not to eat a lot of frozen or processed foods. But there's no farmer's market close to me that is convenient for me to go to. I have to go out of my way on a day when I don't have time. Like, I work Monday through Saturday every single week. I don't have time to go to Saturday morning farmer's markets. And there's no just roadside stands in my existence in Harrington.
Okay.
And so I'm always at Food Lion. And I go and I start talking to this guy in line, and he sold me. I now have a chicken connection, an egg connection to get fresh eggs. This guy Rick in Harrington.
Okay.
I was like, hey, can I get your number? And I walked up. I'm like, did I just get some guy's number?
Yeah, you
in
did.
Food Lion, so I can buy eggs from him. I'm like, what is happening?
I was going to say, what's going on there?
So I would pay somebody to go do grocery shopping for me, to go grocery shopping how I want to.
Okay.
I would pay somebody to do all my meal prep, because I meal prep every Sunday and I spend a few hours doing it, and I cook my food for the entire week. I would pay somebody to do that because it takes up an hours of my time every single week. I would never pay somebody to do something that I could do in 30 seconds. You're going to wait longer for them to get there.
You're going to take longer.
And make sure it's done.
You'll take longer to get into the app to put your location in.
Then it would be to actually do
just
it.
Just pick it up.
All right, so what stupid job would you be willing to pay someone to do? You can tweet at Petch, name your 424-1234 to be part of the show.